T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:13 now, as of about 7 minutes ago, Entergy says 3,255 customers remain without power throughout the city. They will continue to work to restore as a result of the impact from last night's storms. Heard from somebody a couple of minutes ago that was without power all night. So if that's you, Entergy says they're working on it. We're joined now by Mike Cooper, president of St. Pedro. Mike.
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great this morning.
How's everything in St. Tammany Parish? And I guess as we look at another hurricane season underway, what's been done in the parish? How are you guys getting ready, et cetera?
Well, thank you, Tommy. Of course, last week, June 1st, marked the beginning of hurricane season. And as usual, we've been preparing for any and all storms that may come our way this year. Been meeting with our stakeholders, emergency operations, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency medical services, DOTD, all representatives in preparations. And we've also, in the past month, have hired a new emergency operations and homeland security director upon the retirement of longtime director and staffer at our EOC, Clarence Poe. So Clint Ory has taken the helm and has moved in the position seamlessly with the support of Deputy Director Colin Simoneau and staff over there. So we're prepared, and we want to let our citizens know that we've done a lot of things in the past year in preparation of this year's season.
Getting a lot of text here about the Claiborne Hill development, apartment complex. What's going on with that and you and the council, and what's the misunderstanding there, Mike? What's happening?
Well, thanks. Thank you. I'll be happy to share that. A little less than a year ago, developers sought out a property in which they can build apartments for medium income to market rate type apartments. And this property is zoned as, for such, and has been so since 2010. Parish Council typically zones property upon recommendation of the Zoning Commission, and this is a highway commercial property that allows for such. However, several months ago, the Parish Council sought a moratorium to prevent any construction of multifamily developments in the respective council districts, in Council District 1 and Council District 2. So that moratorium is underway. The no permits have been issued. The developer is still moving forward to the extent that they can. There are many boxes to check off with regard to getting a building permit. While it meets the zoning, there are still other requirements to be met. And again, the permit has not been issued. The council did, in fact, vote for a moratorium last Thursday evening, and we'll just see how it turns out from there.
So where is the dust-up coming up here between the council member and you? I don't understand what he was so upset about, David Fitzgerald.
Yes, so typically when a zoning change takes place or an application for a variance, the developer or developer's attorney, developer's engineer, or all three will contact the respective council member and advise them of a project that's in the hopper. However, because there was no zoning change required, we don't feel it's incumbent upon our administration to raise a flag to alert the council members of any projects that are coming through. The zoning has been in place since 2010, and the council member for that district sought an investigation, which I feel is unfair and unnecessary, an investigation of our staff, our directors and staff, and we're going to provide information to show where the developers have provided the information and has moved through this process. When I first heard the project over a year ago, or just under a year ago, I did not feel that it would get to this point. Again, so many boxes to check with regard to drainage, traffic, fill, and things of that sort. So we're here today with a moratorium call to prevent a permit being issued,
So even though the study, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back because I think what I'm hearing is even though the studies and were continuing and there were a lot of boxes to be checked, and that's where I wanted to ask you when we come back, Mike, about the moratorium you had called for before, because everybody wants growth, but it has to be sensible. Otherwise, the infrastructure, everything else doesn't keep up. Where does that apartment complex fit in with the moratorium on other development in St. Tammany Parish? And for people that are texting in and they're concerned about saying that they don't want Covington to become another Slidell, whatever that means. Somebody else said it's a matter you can run, but you can't hide. Parish U is blowing up because people are leaving Orleans Parish, but they're trying to bring Orleans Parish to your backyard. No matter what in the name of money, nobody's going to get this gated community. So you can talk about all that when we come back. I know people are upset about it, but apparently what you're telling me is that you're not in favor of the apartment complex either. We'll clear it up when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper. He and a Covington council member got into it about a development, an apartment complex development on Covington Trace Ridge. That's the name of it, I think. It's in Claiborne Hills, State Roads 21 and 36, along with Highway 190 meet. Just to be clear, Mike, you said there are a lot of boxes to be checked on this. The council member, as I understand it, was offended because he thought that your office should have informed him of this, although you were under no obligation to do that. Please correct me if I say anything that's incorrect. For the record, I know you had been against, or at least you had called for a moratorium, right, on new development in St. Tammany Parish? Where does that stand?
Yeah, sure. Look, this is the zoning density moratorium that was placed in May of last year. So we're 13 months into that moratorium. It was not a moratorium that stopped building, but it was designed to stop new applications for high density multifamily rezonings. And that has worked rather well in that we have not received any new applications for rezonings for high density. And it was purposely designed to not stop building altogether, but to put a pause on new rezonings. And the council did vote unanimously to support that 13 months ago. And had this property not been appropriately zoned, the developer would have had to go through a rezoning process. So the zoning moratorium that's in place right now, parish-wide, does not stop building on properties under the current zoning classifications, whether it be for apartments or whether it be for new developments. If property is zoned for such, developers may develop under the current guidelines.
So the developer's been working for over a year on this, correct?
Well, I believe it was brought to our attention just less than a year.
Okay.
Just a year ago.
And there are currently no grounds under which to deny a permit. Is that right?
No. That's being reviewed at this point. The permit application was recently submitted, and all departments will be reviewing engineering, planning and zoning, building, all of the public works. All of the departments will be reviewing. There's an electronic process for reviewing applications, and the building official will ultimately determine when and if a building permit may be issued.
So is there a concern here, Mike, about future development when a developer complies with all the parish desires and then at the last minute they feel like the rug's been pulled out from under them?
Well, I would think that would be the case in this instance. And that was an argument that was made, of course, by the developers and some others that were in the audience that expressed that concern. Our concern is that, you know, that if all requirements are met, if utilities are provided, and that was a concern of the zoning density moratorium, in that growth and development was outpacing our infrastructure, including water and sewer utilities, roadways. You mentioned earlier that this is at the intersection of state highways. The state will make requirements if additional improvements need to be made on their state highways, whether it be turning lanes or ingress and egress. So we're more or less the clearinghouse with regard to.
So is your administration, we got to run here, Mike, are you for this development or not?
Well, I'm for whatever the requirements state. This matters, the property is zoned for such. If they get all of their permits, lacking a moratorium, the moratorium was called last Thursday. I have not been pushing it, nor have I been opposing it, just as we do in all projects.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. 8:31, time for news now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.